You ever heard them called Pecker Woods?
Oh yeah, a lot of they call them old redheaded Pecker Woods. They call them Pecker Woods, them old redheads, and them other old things Pecker Woods too.
Well, do you ever, like, if you're talking about people or something, do you ever call any person or any group of people you could say that was just a Pecker Wood?
Yeah, that's just a slight remark you make about people. Say, oh, that Pecker Wood ain't got no sense, something like that. It's just a slight remark, just a slang that you use talking about people.
What about birds at night? You hear any birds at night around here?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the mocking birds will just sing up a storm at night.
They
do? Yeah.
Well, I look down there at the Whitney Museum.
And these little old, we have a boy, they're called thrashers. They bad to holler at night, a thrasher. They stay around little old thickets and down, you just stay down on the ground and around little low underbrush. They call them thrashers. And of course we have partridges and doves, you know, and stuff like that, those game birds. We have a lot of partridges here and quail. Quail and a partridge is the same thing, you know, and have doves.
Do you have any birds, like this big bird that make, you know, they can see in the dark, you know?
Owls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, have a lot of owls and hawks.
Different kinds of owls?
Well, they have what they call a screech owl. It makes a terrible racket when he hollers. And then they have these old hoo-hoo owls, these hoo-hoos and hoot owls, they call them. And that's the only two that I know of, these screech owls and hoot owls. But I don't know the difference. I don't know if I ever saw a screech owl, I didn't know it, but I've heard them talking about them. And I heard them holler. But these old hoot owls, that's the main kind of owl that I know. And hawks. Hawks and crows, of course, I have crows and cranes and all day, all in the bird family, you know.
Oh, you have all those here?
Oh, yeah.
I know there
are
cranes.
Oh, we have lots of cranes here.
What kind of little animals do you have, just, you know, small animals?
Oh, from rats on up to horses.
Rats and horses, that's
all. Oh, we have skunks, you know, squirrels, different kinds of squirrels, cat squirrels and fox squirrels, and we have field rats and house rats and wood rats and all kind of rats and skunks and mink, coons and possums and all that kind of thing, you know.
You better have possums in possum walks.
Oh yeah, we have possums and we have coons too. Coons, fur-bearing animal, you know, and also skunks and mink. Mink is a valuable fur-bearing animal. A mink is. He's a water. He's more or less a water animal.
I didn't know they grew around here.
Mink?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's lots of mink here. They go around in the water and out around near the water, you know.
You said you had skunks. Anybody here ever call them anything else?
Polecat.
Yes.
Polecat and skunk. They call them a lot of things when you get right in amongst them and they get on you and squirt that juice on you. They call them most anything.
Well, do you have anything like smaller than a squirrel with stripes down its back? Maybe it's a real small little animal that doesn't climb trees, stays on the ground all the time?
No, I don't think we have any of those here. I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of the thing now. Now, we have armadillos. That's one noted varmint we have around here, the armadillo. You know what an armadillo is? That's that little hard shell.
You have those?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of armadillo. I mean armadillo. They root up our flower beds and mess around here. They're just a nuisance, an old armadillo is. bad to get in the flower beds and root them up, you know.
What other kind of varmints would you have? What else would you call a varmint? What?
Well, what else would we call them?
Yes, well, what else would a varmint be? Could it be besides an armadillo?
Well, possums and coons and all that we call varmints.
Oh, all those?
Yeah, we call them varmints.
What about something like bed bugs or something like that? Would you call that a varmint?
Chinch. They call a bed bug a chinch. No, I don't think you'd call that an insect, I think. I believe you'd call bed bugs and stuff like that insects.
Or like, what about rats or mice or something like that?
Well, I don't know whether they'd go into varmint class or not, rats and mice. I'm not sure. I imagine they would.
Well, you know, you were telling me the other day about...
Of course, a snake, that's a reptile, you know. We have a whole bunch of them, you know.
Would you say a snake is a varmint?
No, it's a reptile. They call those reptiles, I think.